Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the original Miggy's Little Carcast. An appearance here on the podcast channel of Miggy's Little Storycast. So, in the episode today, I try to reach out to those of us, of you, not of us, I'm not including myself in the fan base. I'm talking about you, you fans out there who are not from a native German speaking land or nation. Because I figure out when I had a look at my stats at letscast.fm in the World Wide Web, I figured out that I have fans abroad beyond the border of Germany where I am living. Yes, I know I have some fans in Switzerland. But I realized is a very wrong term for this. Next to me, there is a car, a big car of DHL, of the cargo company, and the driver of this vehicle, he looked very strange over to me, to my car. But I don't care. I don't fucking care about this bollock in this yellow car. But what was it what I wanted to say to y'all? Dear friends of the loveful Storycast, to trying to translate this this floskel. I don't know the saying of which I always use, this catchphrase to say it. But what was it what I tried to tell you just before this stupid guy looked to me? Yes, I figured out when I had a look at my stats, I had fans abroad. People abroad in not German nations, like when I said had a look at this was well, I talked about Switzerland and all that stuff, but who was it in the end? I have now a traffic jam. I can't move forward because of other cars standing in my way. So I have a little look at my stats right now at letscast.fm. I just mentioned it, but you can't mention it enough. I have to do a login right now at this traffic jam on this highway where I am moving in my car, ladies and gentlemen. that's a stupid talking English and talking in English to you guys. After, what's about it? What's about talking English to my thoughts? So now there they are, the stats of Mickey's. That's so fucking awful. So, so I have fans abroad, not only in Switzerland, but some in the United States of America and some in Finland. And as I know, those are not native German speakers over there. over there in those lands, those nations, they speak. Well, I know there are few, but very, very few regions in the USA with German roots. I think in those little, but in, you know, there are very, very little regions and very, very few. I know they are some speak German and some understand German, but in the main parts of the USA, they talk English. In a few or less, they are talking, I think, Spanish, some Italian, but mostly English, American. English, and in Finland they are speaking Finnish. To finish this episode up, I'm not done now, but I can't speak the Finnish language, so I choose this one language everybody understands, that's English. And it's not the best English because it's mine, but you have to deal with it. And for all those guys, all the many guys out there who are listening to this and are native speaking Germans and know me and cursing me, damning me about it, and thinking, Miggy, stop this. Make this stop. Make your really bad English speaking stop and continue talking in German, because I fucking hate it. Miggy, stop this bullshit. Continue speaking German like you was taught your whole life through, man. But I won't. Not in this episode, guys. Not in this episode, my beloved friends of the Storycast. So, before I finish this little, but I think very important episode of this Carcast, I don't know what the noun is for Ergus. Besides, I know it, but I don't want to use it for some fuck. I don't want to say it. We leave it for this. Guys. So, to wrap this episode up, I have brought to you a little story of mine, because this is, at least, we are still in the Storycast, and now I tell you a little story in English from me, for you. My feelings are true. So, let's go. There was a little shiny boy with a name Rupert. Rupert is the name. He was called down in the streets at the Abingdon Road in Jessington, Sussex. And he was called, Rupert, no, don't go over there to the house, to the old house of the witch. And he said,
well, but I will continue my way to the old house of the witch, because I heard about the treasure down in the house, down the Ante Road, here in Lanington, Sussex. And I want to find the treasure of the old witch to banish all who came along. Do you understand?
No, said the other person, who I don't know who was. And so Rupert marched on to the old house of the witch. He opened the door and spoke.
Hello! Is there anybody in here? In this old house of the witch?
No answer. He went a few steps further inside the house. It was a little house. It seemed to be empty. All over the floor lay rubbish. All the furniture was thickened with dust, and an evil aura lay in the air. But Rupert had no fear, and he marched on forward to find the treasure of the old house of the witch. Suddenly, a noise was heard in the atmosphere. Rupert turned around, and behind him, the doors closed, shut down, and the lights went off. What is this?
What is this? Is this finally the curse of the witch?
He shouted out in the emptiness, in the dark emptiness of the house. Without he didn't think that he gets an answer. But nevertheless, some evil old voice answered to his spell.
I am the old witch of the old house. And now, Rupert, you got my treasure. Oh, that's very good, dear old witch. Hand it over.
The old witch laughed, and then a spear, bam, went directly in the heart of Rupert, and he was dead. And that is the story of Rupert. Because he didn't listen to the four warnings he got. And this is the price he had to pay. And so this episode ends dark and bitter. And this is the punishment of the world. So, whatever. Thanks for listening to me in this very special episode of mine. Dear friends, dear beloved friends of the Storycast, let's hear us in the next episode. And thanks for having me. Bye. Bye.